Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Oh, what a week. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday, where the Americans are basically going to tell Hamas to, you know, basically pick it up and get packing because, you know,
take a hike.
Yeah, take a hike, you guys. You guys do not belong in this nation. And if you think you're going to come over here and do it, what you did in Israel, you got another thing coming. This is our nation.
I thought it was really good. I just saw this meme, you know, the squad, Occasional Cortex, Omar, Presley, and Tlaib. Stop calling them the squad.
Yeah, they're not the squad.
It's the House Hamas Caucus.
Exactly.
That's exactly what they need to be called. That's what we're calling them from now on, the House Hamas Caucus.
Well, and what was funny was the Babylon Bee put out a thing that said, help send the squad to Gaza. GoFundMe to send the squad to Gaza raises $5 million. No kidding. Oh,
absolutely. My gosh. Absolutely.
Just they need to just go back where they belong.
They hate America so much, yep. And they love the jihadis so much. Yep. Well, there's a perfect fit for you. Of course, well, Gaza is not going to be fit to live in. It's basically not now. And they are working to, you know, completely eradicate that rat's nest of terrorists from their country.
That's right.
And, you know, there are some people, you know, that have been trying to, you know, be empathetic, and I'm sure not everybody there supported Hamas, you know, so there are some innocent people there. But here's the thing. There were some people, I'm sure, that did not agree with the Holocaust, but it required leveling Berlin.
Right.
To bring victory there, to save millions more lives. It required bringing Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, to its knees,
right,
to avoid further bloodshed.
Well, you know, and there's something too about jihad. In fact, I've had this very discussion with my own mom, where she said, "Not all Palestinians are; they're not all killers. You know, just because somebody's calling for jihad doesn't mean that everybody is all every single one of the Muslims is going to kill people." I said, "Well, exactly, but the thing is Muslims." Whatever facet of Islam they're partaking in, it all goes to help their end goal.
Right.
And so, yes, of course, you've got the sector that are the soldiers, the butcherers. Let's not glorify them enough to call them soldiers. They're right. Butcherers that take advantage of unarmed people, and so there's those people. And then there's people that work in the medical field who will refuse to give you good treatment or treatment at all or safe treatment. There's people in the food industry that will refuse to, you know, distribute food. There's people, every facet, wherever they work, their end goal is assisting the jihad somehow.
Right. Otherwise, you're not considered a devout Muslim,
right.
Unless you are supporting jihad in some way or another, even if that means making a bunch of baked goods to give out to people on the street when a terrorist attack happens.
Right.
Or, you know, supporting, they have a massive support network of people that just the financial support, the economic support. But here's the other thing, too. Show me the Muslims that are denouncing the butchery that took place.
Exactly. There you go.
You know,
all you're going to hear is crickets on that one.
Right. Because they are giving these people advance notice. They're contacting them on their cell phones. Clear out. We're going to level the city block. All non-combatants get out now.
Right.
And there are safe places for them set up where they can go. There's negotiations right now to get these people resettled and out of the area. And here's a very interesting thing. all of these so-called pro-Palestinian countries, none of them want to take any of the refugees in.
Imagine
oh,
that.
Oh, no, 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 not here. No, our right. border's closed.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, when we have other atrocities happening, you have Western countries taking in refugees from all over the place.
Right.
Even when they're legitimate refugees. But these guys are crying about the rights of the Palestinians, but none of them are taking any of the refugees in.
That's right.
They should all go to Jordan, where they were supposed to go in the first place.
Well, and so we have a boots on the ground report from people who actually live in New York that are saying that all of the people that are Palestinians that are flooding over our wide open southern border right now are pretty much flocking straight to Manhattan. Mm. And so they're saying it's escalating there already,
right.
even though the day that they're calling for this jihad hasn't even started yet. Apparently there's, you know, the chaos is already starting, they're saying, and it's shown on one of the major highways there in New York. People in cars on the freeway with Palestinian flags hanging out their car windows, stopping all three lanes of traffic, doing donuts.
Right.
Doing donuts in the highway.
Stopping traffic.
And so this is, well, we're going to expect to see their insanity suddenly start to happen here. And so I hope
yeah.
that military goes in and basically just takes them out, because this is not okay. This is the biggest national threat we've seen so far.
Well, this attack that took place last weekend was the beginning of a global tectonic shift.
That's right.
Everything is different now. This is not just a regional incident. This is inflaming the entire world. I mean, now there are riots, and this is what we don't expect to see: widespread jihadi attacks like we saw in southern Israel tonight. What we'll most likely see is a bunch of Palestinian versus pro-Israel, probably fist fights, some riots like we've seen in France and elsewhere. But these guys are planning for something at some point.
Well, they're Muslims.
Right.
these are not normal people. These people live and die and they breathe terrorism.
Right.
They're taught terrorism from the time they're 5 years old.
Exactly. So we're seeing the beginning of this, and this is just the beginning of this. You know, so I think this jihadi day of rage that they're calling for, mostly inner cities or large cities, demonstrations, fights, riots. But here's the thing. A lot of people are thinking, oh, day of rage, jihadis are going on, you know, it's going to be a mass coordinated terrorist attack. But then when that doesn't happen, don't go back to sleep.
Well,
because this is when you put your guard down, when, oh, it just turned out to be some isolated incidents in large cities. And then from there on out, a few protests, and then everybody goes back to sleep while these guys are planning something just like what happened in Israel.
Right. And just keep in mind that would be wishful thinking that only demonstrations happen, because we just saw them cut off babies' heads. And yes, that was confirmed. And go through and they attack civilians that are unarmed. And so to think that they're capable of anything less is, let's just not be foolish and assume that they're going to behave like normal people, because they don't. These people are not American citizens. These people have not grown up with any kind of constitutional morality, any kind of traditional American morality. And
right.
so we are considered their biggest enemy. They consider the Jews their number one enemy, and us the second in line. They call the Jews the little Satan, and they call Americans the big Satan.
Right. That's how they view us.
Both of which they plan on totally wiping out and eradicating.
Right.
So, you know, Well, this is where we're headed. And short of basically rounding all these people up and detaining them in order to ship them back out of the country, I think that we're going to have to really just be on our guard and be willing to step up and defend ourselves and our neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is going to continue to escalate. And then, you know, this is what happened in Israel. They went quiet. They went quiet and everybody thought, oh, this is just, things have settled down, while they are scheming and planning for a year.
That's right.
You know, and so, you know, they have the advantage of choosing the time and a place when they want to initiate something. So from this point forward, we have to be ever vigilant. It's just a different world. But now the rest of the nation states are starting to weigh in. Russia, Belarus, of course, Iran, beginning to really take sides and articulate, you know, where they stand on this. Something that I thought has been kind of eerily quiet is China. They haven't really said much.
That's why I think they're watching their fodder troops go in.
They're absolutely. And so now they are, this is an opportunistic moment for China to make their move. And they just put out an announcement warning the United States not to interfere with Taiwan, or we will interfere with your Israel. So the game is changing.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Very quickly.
Yep. Well, see, because China's already here as well, and so
yes.
This, like we were describing yesterday, with Russia using all the Muslims as their initial frontline fodder troops, I was saying that China is basically going to do the same thing because neither of those nations like or tolerate Muslims,
right?
And in fact, we know that China slaughters Muslims, and any ones that will not leave, they slaughter them. And
that's right.
So they have absolutely no respect for Muslims. They want them gone. And so strategically they've made alliances with Iran, both Russia and China have. And so now Iran is mobile, and both Hamas and Muslims are mobile in America all
right.
of a sudden.
Hezbollah and yep. others.
And China's already here. And so I expect that, we're basically invaded. This is a communist coup, and now we're invaded, and now we get to see the fireworks start to happen.
Yeah, we're on the front lines of the end times.
That's right.
Pretty exciting. And of course, we know God's going to have his hand over Israel.
Right.
They're going to prevail. He's going to preserve them. Everything's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen to Israel without the Lord allowing it. And he's ultimately in charge of the outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
can I just say one more time? Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences.
Well, not the truth.
Today is the day that it doesn't get any more vivid than that, right?
Yeah.
But there's one thing that I wanted to point out before we get to the word of the day, because the word of the day is awesome. But there was something very sadistic that Hamas did with one of the people that they held hostage, this very, very old woman, this old Jewish woman. They used her in a pizzeria ad. She had been kidnapped. She's one of the hostages in Gaza, right?
Right.
Well, when they posted this ad, Netanyahu ordered an IDF bulldozer to destroy that pizzeria.
That's
so
awesome.
Woohoo! Let
yeah,
me just
I
say
saw
10,
that picture. Because,
10 points for Netanyahu
yes,
on that.
That's how you deal with them, because this poor little old lady in a wheelchair, they're forcing her to put an AK-47 in her lap and made her do the peace sign, like as if she supports the Palestinians, right? Ugh. While they're butchering people, they're making her do this and take pictures.
Right.
So this Muslim-owned pizza place superimposes that picture of her giving the peace sign with one of their pizzas next to her.
I know it.
Yeah, it was just over the top, unacceptable, and the place is leveled.
Yep, and just like Netanyahu said, he said, every single Hamas person is going to die, every last one of them, and they have it coming. But the good news is that yesterday, 60 Hamas terrorists were neutralized and 26 were apprehended, including Muhammad Abu Ali, the deputy commander of the Hamas Southern Naval Division. And what they did was these soldiers went in and rescued around 250 hostages alive.
Yeah.
And so hooray for them. God bless those IDF soldiers for going in there and rectifying at least 250 hostages. And yes, they were alive, thank God.
This is what you call deconstruction operations.
That's right.
It's the way, yeah, clear it out.
That's
clear
right.
It out. It is just a hotbed. It is a hornet's nest of terrorists. Yep. And hey, if there's somebody there that doesn't support terrorism and you just happen to live in the same town, well, sorry. Sorry you lost your home. It's time to move. This is just the only way to deal with this.
Right, exactly. They could go back to Iraq, back to Iran, back to wherever they belong.
Anywhere. It's, you know, to the 2% of the people that do not support Hamas, sorry, this is just an unfortunate thing. You got to move.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, let's get to the word of the day. Looking for very much forward to that.
Okay, so the word of the day comes to us, well, the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 through 20, which read under the title, "The Choice of Life or Death. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them." And that's it.
I love that one.
That's so awesome.
Set before you life and death, choose life.
That's right. Blessing and cursing, right? And this is when your enemies come in and attack you, it's because you have abandoned the Lord.
Yeah, you lose his protection.
That's right. And he calls you back and he calls you back and he calls you back and you keep ignoring him. And then pretty soon you just flat out turn away from him and, oh, you don't need God. You just, you know, you're good on your own and you know, who cares, right? Who needs God? Well, that's exactly what happens. We're seeing judgment happen right now. We're seeing it happen in the United States. We're seeing it happen in Israel. And that's how it works with the Lord.
Yeah.
You can't be blessed by the Lord and ignore him.
And reject him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Europe, too. Yep. Australia. I mean, it's all these systems are crumbling down. And look how prosperous they were when they honored the Lord.
Right.
You know, when they were Christian. Of course, Europe has been, you know, kind of in a downward spiral for quite some time. But, you know, it's all coming home to roost, you know, for them. And we're right behind them, right on their heels.
That's right. And so, you know, when he's saying he's setting before everyone on the planet the most simple of circumstances, life or death.
Yeah.
Make the choice.
And you have a choice.
Right. and so
it's so amazing how humanity chooses death.
They choose it. They choose it because here's why. This is just too difficult for humanity, right here where it says "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply.
Yeah.
And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess."
There you go.
Those are not difficult instructions.
No, they're not.
They just, it couldn't get any easier.
Right.
And, you know, so when that's all he's asking for and humanity can't pull it off.
Well, all the rest of humanity, they can do whatever they want. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
That's right. Me too.
That's what we all have to say. Be the remnant.
Be the remnant. Love yep. the Lord your God. Keep his commandments. The Lord never changes, and the law is not dead. The law is the covenant, the marriage contract between humanity and God.
Yeah.
And the commandments are never going to disappear. They will be eternal. It describes his character. It describes the marriage contract. It is essentially the ketubah. The Jews in the marriage ceremony, they call the marriage contract the ketubah.
Yes.
And that is exactly what the Ten Commandments are. And so...
And Jesus said, if you love me, you will follow my commandments.
That's right.
Pretty and, simple.
And, you know, and here's the clincher. For the people that think the Ten Commandments are too much to ask, wait till you see God in person. You're going to be so enamored with him, so utterly floored and in love with him instantly. Everything else is going to disappear around you because he's basically going to just knock your socks off so much that you're anything he'd say, you'd be hanging on every single letter of every single word. And so if you're paying attention to the instructions, you're following along in faith.
Yes.
Assuming that once you see him in person, it's going to be so miraculous that you're not even going to be able to comprehend it. But at that point, you'll be so glad that you listened to him.
Right.
That you read his instructions, that you follow what he did, that you obeyed to the best of your ability, and you kept a contrite heart when you failed. Because,
that's right.
Because at that moment, when you see him, then it will all make sense. And don't be one of the people that once you get there, it's too late. And you go, darn it, I wish I would have just done what it said in the Bible.
Yes,
you
know? Exactly.
I wish I would have, because this is a glorious thing. And then he goes, I never knew you. Hit the road.
Don't want to hear that.
Exactly. You don't want to hear
terrifying
that.
Terrifying thought yep. of that.
That's right.
One more time, that scripture, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 through 20.
All right. Great one to read and take you through the weekend. All right, now we've got, by the way, today, there's no break today. We're just running straight on through. Hope you guys don't mind. Now, we've got a clip here with Trump weighing in on this whole situation.
On the $6 billion grant, more or less, the freeing up of $6 billion for Iran. And this was recorded by Trump 2 months ago. Now, mm-hmm. this is very, very excellent on his part. Listen to what he had to say 2 months ago.
Crooked Joe Biden just agreed to pay a $6 billion ransom to the Iranian dictatorship in exchange for hostages. This is yet another Biden surrender and a further blistering humiliation of the United States of America to the world stage. But even worse, this decision will be extremely deadly. Biden is giving $6 billion to the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. Just as when Obama sent the Iranian regime pallets of cash for hostages in the dark of night, remember, plane loads of cash, Biden's ransom payment will be immediately used to stoke violence, bloodshed, and mayhem throughout the Middle East and all around the world, costing countless innocent lives. It's also guaranteed that the fanatical Iranian regime will use this money to advance their nuclear weapons program, putting Israel, the United States, and the entire world in very grave peril. They are reportedly just weeks away from a nuclear bomb, something which would have never happened under the Trump administration. Tragically, Biden's ransom payments also make it dramatically more likely that even more Americans will be held captive in the future. because Biden has shown that he will pay gargantuan sums of money, meaning the kidnappers turn a massive profit. They're making money hand over fist. In other words, Biden has put a bounty on the head of every American citizen abroad. Under my leadership, we brought home more than 50 hostages from all over the world, and we never paid ransom money to do it. Not at all. We did it with diplomacy, and we did it through strength. And we will do it again when we are reelected as President of the United States. Our country is failing. We are a failing nation. We will turn it around, and we will make America great again. Thank you.
That was, once again, very insightful. 2 months ago.
That's right.
Talking about the dangers of paying ransom for prisoners.
That's right.
Now, supposedly this $6 billion is in like an escrow, and I can't remember if it's the country of Qatar or the UAE or one of them that's supposedly
going to be working with Biden to try to refuse to let them use it for anything except for humanitarian aid.
Right. But this regime does not have a good track record with with accountability of funds that we've sent to other countries.
Well, that, and it, like there was a meme that was posted on our channel yesterday that showed a picture of the battle at night in Israel, where it shows Hamas launching rockets from the left and Jerusalem and Israel launching them from the right. And on both sides, it says both sides Biden funded.
Right. U.S. funded. Yeah. It's we'll see what happens with that. But here's the thing: the world has been sending the Palestinians billions of dollars years.
Yep.
You know, but it is obvious that the Iranians are very much directly involved. They just landed in Beirut. One of their top Iranian guys, who's backing the Hezbollah and the militias up in the north. So very volatile situation. Pray for Israel, pray for the American Republic. And
be prepared this weekend. Arm yourself to the teeth.
Yeah, just have your head on a swivel.
That's for sure.
All right, guys. Well, you have a blessed weekend. You be safe out there and join us Monday morning, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.